How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Thursday. Okay, so as I always do, I draw a card of the day. So I'm drawing that right now. And this is the card. In traditional tarot, it's a card called the High Priestess. In my deck, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, it's called Inner Voice. And what it actually means is looking at things from a perspective of truth. So whenever anyone gets this card, and especially if a woman gets this card in a reading, I really focus in on the feminine aspect of her spiritual growth when I look at this card, and I'm considering it for someone I'm reading for. But the essence of the card is as you're looking at anything, you should look at the truth of it. As you're listening to anything, you should listen for the truth of it. As you're feeling anything, you know where I'm going here, you're feeling for the truth of it. So you're thinking the truth, you're feeling the truth, you're thinking the truth, you're speaking the truth, you're hearing the truth. And as you get to that truth, it brings you into full awareness of how that truth will affect, benefit, or maybe not so much benefit you. So it's a card of the feminine truth seeker by absorbing information and then only releasing the information back out that is true and pure. So that's your thought of the day. I'm going to go to area code 510 for my first call. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel. How are you?
Hi, Rachel. I'm good. What's your question?
Good. My question is, can you tell me what you see in the next couple of months for me regarding employment?
All right. So let's see what the cards want to talk to you about. A job. Well, I hope it's sooner than the next couple of months.
So do I.
Okay. You have, four out of the five cards I drew for you are major cards. I only draw five cards when I answer someone's question, and four out of the five cards I drew for you are major cards. So what it's saying is that it is timely for you to get into something new. What's interesting is whatever you're doing now or recently, previously, you were very good at it, but you were bored out of your tree. So,
yes.
So were you recently released from a job, or are you in a job you hate and you can't wait to get the next one?
I left a job. I was there for a very long time, but I left. I did enjoy my job, but I was putting in so many hours, and it was the there was issues with the owner of the company, so I left.
Okay, and the funny thing is the owner of the company still admires what you did. Even though you may have left in a very uncomfortable way, according to this, the owner still appreciates what you did.
Yeah, he's called me six times since I've left.
Well, I want to tell you, and that's where I was going with that, is that you may be able to work out or negotiate a better situation if you talk to him. Just say, you know, I'd had enough. This is where I am, and the only way I would come back is if these things were to happen.
Yeah, the reason why I left is because it was inappropriate sexual conduct.
Oh, all right. Well, that's probably why the owner is still here and interested in you.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's interesting because you do not view yourself as having any kind of future with him. However, he views you very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so having said that, that's why I have this card of being very good at your work, but there was something about it that you couldn't tolerate anymore. Usually I use that card. It's the Eight of Pentacles in traditional tarot, and it usually represents somebody that's very good at what they do. When it comes up reversed, it means you're very good at what you do, but either circumstances have evolved that you can no longer do it at that place, or you're bored out of your tree there. And I actually think that it's been time for you to move for probably the last year and a half, so it's not it's not a recent event, all right? So, yes. There is a new job coming to you. It's saying that October is your big power month for the new employment. You will probably hear about the job before that. You'll probably, but you may decide not to start till October. But what you have the luckiest card in the entire deck working for you right now. And what it's saying, though, is you need to make peace with that former employer, not where you actually call him and make peace with him, but you spiritually need to make peace with him. So what I want you to do is I want you to write your former boss a goodbye letter. You are not going to mail it to him, all right? That's the first thing you're going to do. But you're going to write, you know, let's say his name's John. Dear John, these are the reasons why I needed to leave the company.
Okay.
All right?
I understand.
And you're going to actually list all the reasons why you left, because it's more than just the fact he was sexually inappropriate with you. It's more than that, because, frankly, it was time for you to move on to another opportunity. And, you know, I opened the program with the idea of seeing the truth and speaking the truth and thinking the truth and feeling the truth out of every situation. That's how I want you to approach this letter. All right? So you're going to write, Dear John, these are the reasons I left. Besides the fact that you're an absolute dick. Okay, you can even put that in there if you want to. But what I'm telling you is that sometimes the universe makes you uncomfortable in a situation, so you actually have to leave. That's why it was appropriate for you to leave. All right, now, having said that, in this letter, the last paragraph is something along the lines of, I release this past job for the one I deserve. And I want you to sign your name, I want you to crumple it up, and I want you to go outside and burn it.
Okay.
All right? It's a ritual of release. Okay, then the next thing I want you to do, and I have to tell you, I tell this to people when they're in transition, all right, or if they want to draw something into their life that's better than the current life, all right, take out an index card, and on the lined side of the index card, I want you to write down number one, and next to number one, true place success. Okay? So that you are drawing to yourself, Rachel, true place success. Now, in little letters besides that, you can put the minimum salary you want to make, the kind of work environment you want to do. But then I want you to list two or three or four other things on that card that you'd like to draw into your life. So it's not just about the job. It's other things, too. Those get drawn into your life. Then I want you to fold that card in half lengthwise. And then on the tent, so it'll look like a little tent. And on the outside of that card, I want you to write the word ASK, A-S-K. The A stands for ask and it's given. The S stands for seek and you'll find. And the K stands for knock and it will be open for you. It's from the Bible, all right? But with everything that you want in your life, you need to do one or all of those three things. Ask for it, look for it, knock on the door of it, all right? But according to this, there is the perfect for you job by October.
Okay.
Now, one more thing I want you to do as a ritual of releasing this past employer is I want you to change your phone number.
Okay.
Because when you change your phone number, you send a very clear message that you in no way want any contact with this former boss.
Okay.
All right, and you should feel incredibly relieved once you change the phone number. So go off to your phone store and say, I'm getting harassing calls on this number. I'd like to change my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. There's going to be that sense of peace that goes along with accomplishing that letter today and changing your phone number today.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Let me know what happens, okay?
And with my new job, you see me much happier.
Oh, my God, yes. You've been unhappy where you are for the last year and a half. You like the work, so now you need to like the work in the new environment. And according to this, you are drawing it to you right now.
All right, great.
All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, computer's running a little slow. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 901 area code. Hello, 901. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lanise.
Hi, Lanise. What's your question?
My question is about employment, career, and I'd like to see what the cards are saying about what I should do because I'm just don't know.
Well, okay, I have to tell you, had I gotten a hold of you right out of high school, seriously, if I had talked to you right out of high school, I would have told you become a nurse. And the reason I say that is you're really good with stress. You're really good getting to the most important thing very quickly. You're very good at that. So you're good at bottom lining what the most important thing that needs to happen is. And that's probably part of the reason why I'm getting healing and nursing and being able to act quickly with you, all right? What it's saying in your cards is that you need to trust the fact that this sort of between successes period that you have right now is supposed to get you to your priorities. So I don't know if you were listening on the call before yours, but I'm really big on the whole index card thing. You take out an index card and you write down the things you want. In your case, since the most immediate thing is drawing to you a job, I want you to actually write down the five qualities in the next job that you need to have. All right?
Okay.
So tell me your background. What have you done before now?
Nursing. I'm very stressed and I feel like I'm done.
Okay.
It's funny you should say nursing, but that's what I'm doing. I hate it.
Oh, are you in nursing now?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
Isn't it? That's why I couldn't say anything. I almost stopped you, but I was so shocked that you said that. And that's what I'm running from. I got a new job. Well, I've been doing private duty home care, and the family members are so crazy, so I feel more like a maid / nanny servant and not even professional anymore, and it's just my stress level is through the roof.
Yeah, we're done with that because I'm sorry, you're not hired help to cook and clean. The only thing that you're there for is any emergency medical care if they need it. That's the only reason you're supposed to be there. The fact
is,
you can't.
And that's what I stress, but they don't get it. So
okay,
it's
time to quit. All right, it's time to quit. And what you say is, I'm sorry, I'm not hired to be. I'm not hired to be your house cleaner and laundress and cook. The only thing I'm hired for is any medical assistance you need. It's the only thing I'm hired for. And what I would do, are you working through an agency? Is that how you got the job?
Yes, it's an agency because that's the only way I've been able to do it, you know, to allow
myself
some type of freedom.
You call the agency. Call the agency as soon as we get off the phone and say, I'm sorry, this is not the right fit for me.
Okay.
And either the agency coaches them by saying, I'm sorry, but Lanice doesn't feel happy in this situation because you're asking her to cook and clean and do other things that have nothing to do with why she's there.
Yes, but they won't do that.
The agency should do that for you.
But they don't. They want us to go out, deal with anything, and so they can get the money.
Yeah,
you know,
it's time to quit.
Go. They look at us complaining.
Sweetheart, I'm really trying to get to the point here with you. You need to leave there, all right?
Yeah.
And here's what I would recommend is that you take out that little index card and you write down 5 things that are absolute deal makers for you for the next job. But I want you out of there. I don't like the way they're treating you. I don't like the fact that you're being asked to do things that are well below your qualifications.
Yes.
Okay. Now, instead, I would love it, and this may be the perfect fit for you, is I would love it if you started applying at some of the schools to be a school nurse.
Okay.
Because I think you would enjoy that job to a level that you haven't even considered. And from what I understand, and I read it somewhere, that there is actually a shortage of school nurses. So I would go to I would start with the school districts, and I would see where they are, and I would get myself a job there that way because think of the possibilities for you being a school nurse. You get all the holidays off. You get all the weekends off.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you do a 9-month school, you get summer off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the thing. I would, the next time that they ask you, because your agency may say, oh, you've got to give me some notice. You can't just quit. Then what you need to say is something like, well, then I'm going to refuse to clean. I'm going to refuse to cook. So I'm going to let them fire me.
Yeah.
And seriously, you need to actually become like a union worker and say, it's not my job.
Well, I've been saying that, but they don't literally ask you to clean and cook, but I know your point. They want you to really be the mother, you know, the entire caregiver of the baby as opposed to just the medical end. No,
okay, the thing is you're not a nanny.
Yes.
You are there to give medical assistance. I know it's hard. It's a baby. I have to tell you, that's even more of a case for you to get out of there, because you can't help it when somebody is suffering. You can't help it. But I want you out of there, really bad.
Well, I'm out. I found another position, and it's better. There are no unrealistic expectations. Everything has been discussed. So I'm going to start there because, you know, I still got to pay my bills. But I am going to definitely take your recommendation on the school nursing.
Because the cool thing about that is that you have not only there's elementary, junior high, and high school. They all need school nurses. And the way I'm looking at it is that even if the pay isn't where you need it to be, I mean, even if the pay is less than what you might be making now, the stress level is way lower.
Yes, and that's more important to me now.
All right, my friend. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this? Oh, hey, Erica. It's my what goes around comes around gal. What's going on?
Well, I was just wondering, I'm really curious about the new guy that you said was coming. Is he still coming, and, like, how do I meet him?
Okay, wait, I got to back up. Did you sell your car to the mechanic?
My mom doesn't want me to. She's very hesitant, and she's like, no, we can fix it, and... You know.
All right. Well, if mom wants to pony up the money to fix it, then let her pony up the money to fix it. But I was telling, the guy's still coming. He's still coming.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah. I was just wondering, like, how would I meet him? Like, when would I meet him? Stuff like that.
Actually, it says that you meet him through work. So what do you do at work?
I haven't had a job yet, but I have an interview tomorrow at a Gold's Gym. I don't know if you have one around, but it's a really good gym.
Oh, yeah, we have Gold's Gym. Yeah, you're going to meet him through work, and you're going to get the job.
At Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
Yay! I really, really want that job.
Okay. Go in there with the attitude that you are all about connecting with the community, that you really like what they do, you like that they have a very basic approach to fitness. In other words, research the company before you go in there.
Okay.
In other words, find out about the company, find out how long they've been in business, and what it's saying is that they have no choice but to hire you. You're just too delightful to not hire. But you need to go in with the idea. I want you to sort of go in like you're auditioning for sort of a TV role.
Okay.
So go in looking especially cute without showing too much cleavage or too much leg. All right?
Oh.
So no short skirt.
Should I wear slacks then?
What?
Slacks. Should I wear slacks then instead of a skirt? Okay.
Well, I don't mind you wearing a skirt. I just don't want you to wear a skirt that is like, you know, up to, you know, like going out for, you know, nightclubbing. I want you to wear a skirt that's right around your knee, all right? I'm serious. I want you to look as though you could leave that interview and go interview at a bank.
Okay.
I can do that. All right, so a cute top, nice skirt, you know, modest heels, none of those platform things. And just go in and be charming and cute. They can't help but want to hire you.
Oh, nice. I'm thinking about wearing a royal blue is the perfect color. Long sleeve and black skirt to my knees.
Perfect.
And
Okay.
Okay.
And
then.
Don't wear black stockings. Wear flesh tone stockings.
Oh, I don't wear stockings.
Oh, well, yay you. If All right, sweetie, gotta go. Let me know what happens.
All right.
Okay. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 510 area code. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, it's Mona. Hello. Who's this?
This is Cece.
Hi, Cece. What's your question?
My question today, and thank you for answering my question today. Actually, my issue is in my relationships. I'm just kind of like over them right now, and I just don't know what to do with them.
All relationships or one in particular?
Well, my boyfriend. Or basically, I just don't know whether I should stay with him or just, is there somebody better out there for me? Is it me that's causing
okay.
the
Is your boyfriend a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra?
I'm the Aquarius. He's the Scorpio.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing: he keeps changing the rules on you on what being a good girlfriend's about.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yes, there's a new man coming into your life, and what I want you to do with Mr. Scorpio is I don't want you to draw a big line in the sand saying, oh, we're breaking up, and I don't want to ever see you again. I just want you to stop calling him.
Okay.
And when he figures out that you have backed off, and when he steps forward, what I want you to, and I still don't mind that you date him. I still don't mind that you go do stuff with him. You're not sleeping with him.
Right.
Okay, that's what it was, that you were just not sleeping with him. You go and have a good time with him, and when he wonders why you're just not that into him, I want to tell you why I still want you to date him, because I want you to turn this into a friendship and not a love relationship. Now, he may detach all on its own because you're detaching, because, you know, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. So I want you to have I don't care attitude toward this one, all right? Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I want to tell you that there is a new guy coming into your life that's likely to be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. He's a fire sign. Makes
Aries,
it very,
Leo, Sagittarius?
Very.
Okay.
Yeah, so Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, fire sign. He's going to make it very clear that he's interested in you. And what I like about this guy is that he's very direct, almost a little too direct, but you'd rather have that than have this guy that you're with right now that keeps, it's like you're trying to get along with him, and he's making it very difficult for you to do that. So I want you to stop trying.
That's really what I've been kind of doing lately. I've been trying to recenter myself because of, I do care about him, and I know we've been through so much, and some of that, yes, was my bad. So I've been trying, I've been calling myself these past couple of months, learning from my mistakes to make it better.
Okay, I want you to get to the point where you're not trying so hard.
Okay.
In other words, just be yourself. And I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but the vibration of the day is seeing the truth in any situation.
Right.
So, Cece, how did you find my program?
My sister kept recommending me to give you a call. I kept telling her I wanted to see a psychic, and she's like, no, you got to call Mona.
Well, tell her thank you for me, because what I'm seeing in the cards for you is that there is a new man that's rushing into your life within the next 6 months, and that's why I want you to – I don't mind you date this guy, and you may even be the – oh, man, this will rock his world when you say this. You know, I think we should date other people.
That would kill him right there.
No, but you need to say, I think we need to, not right now, but in about 3 weeks when it's really clear that you're not all in. And then actually say it. I think we should date other people. It will blow his frickin' mind that you have that much power to say that.
And that's been our big, he hates it. We've broken up before, and he, like, totally hates the fact that I can at times turn my feelings off and be like, well, whatever. It's not that, again, it's not that I don't care, but I do have that tendency to be like, I can dismiss you.
Right. Well, and the thing is that women should, excuse me, women should be a little more like that, because guys do it all the time. And I'm stereotyping here, but I want to tell you, that you need to be able to take a step back and go, you know, I think we need to tone this down a bit.
Okay.
And you have to say it now. You can still see him. You can still date him. But the thing is that he's making you crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
When we're not together, I feel more at peace. I feel more like I can accomplish things. I actually accomplish more. And when we get back together, I get all confused, and I see myself in the same slump right now. There's things that I should be doing right now, but it's like I don't have the mental...
Okay, sweetheart, you've just answered your own question. Because I want to tell you, the right relationship makes you feel more like yourself when you're in it than when you're not in it. That the right relationship reflects the best qualities of you, which allows you to be your best stuff. If you're in a relationship where it feels like the person is reflecting the worst of you, that may not be the right romantic relationship. It may give you pause to look at things in yourself that you'd like to improve, but that doesn't strike me as the right romantic relationship. Because I have to tell you, I've been married for going on 22 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that this would be the guy that I could sit on a porch when I'm 85 years old and have a mint julep. I knew that
this
was that
guy. That's all I want.
Okay. And the reason for that is that we give each other all kinds of space to be ourselves. I feel more like myself when I'm with him. I feel just like myself when I'm with him as I do when I'm not with him. In other words, I can get just as much done with him as if I'm not with him. So, in other words, I'm just as productive. He doesn't hold me back from anything. I mean, how many guys are married to a psychic that does it full time?
Right, not too many,
okay,
as far as I can tell.
Okay, but I just want to tell you, you know, the right relationship makes you feel more like yourself and even a better version of yourself, because they reflect all the qualities, all the best spiritual qualities you have in you. And I'll tell you, when you meet this new guy that's going to be flying into your life within the next 6 months, there will be no comparison between him and Mr. Scorpio. All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have a beautiful day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
No.
All right, I'm putting you back on hold. All right, going to area code 780. Hello, 780. Who's this?
Hello, Mystic Mona. This is Tracy calling.
Hey, Tracy. What's your question?
I have been battling for the past 8 months, and I found out that I have people throwing witchcraft on me. Now, I've found a person who's been working on me, and I want to know that in the next week, whether or not she's going to complete her mission with the harm that's being thrown my way.
All right, sweetheart. You have called the wrong psychic to believe in curses, because I don't believe in that. All right?
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do, because people feel much more proactive when they can take care of their own energy. All right?
Yes, and
so
I
I'm
do.
I'm going to give you something to do that's going to make you feel cleansed and better. All right?
Okay.
You don't have to pay anybody to do this. You can
okay.
do it yourself. So as
okay.
soon as we hang up the phone, tootle yourself off to the dollar store
yep.
and get yourself a canister of sea salt.
Okay,
right?
yep, yep.
All right? You come home, you fill up your bathtub, you put the whole canister of sea salt in the bathtub. All right?
Yep.
You get in up to your neck, and you imagine that the sea salt is pulling any negative energy out of you, out of
yes.
your spirit, out of your mind, out of your soul, out of your thoughts. All of the negative energy is being leached out of your system by the salt, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Then you soak for about 5 minutes, then stand up, dry yourself off, put on clean clothes, so nothing you wore the day before, clean clothes.
Okay.
And then sage your whole house.
Okay, yeah.
All right, because I'm telling you, there is no way that any kind of crap can be thrown at you unless you believe that it has power.
Well, I do believe in it, and I've felt it for 19 years before I ever knew what was going on. I could
okay.
feel it like it was pitching.
Sweetheart, no, it's not that. It is you allowing yourself to believe that something outside of yourself is more powerful than you are, and
mm-hmm.
that's not the case.
Well,
because
I have a relationship that's crippled because of this, and I need
okay,
to know whether
sweetheart,
through this
sweetheart.
He's coming back.
No, sweetheart, you're looking at this in the wrong way. You are not looking at the power that you have the spark of divine in you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The spark of divine keeps all negative energy away from you, all right? As long as you don't buy into the idea that something outside of yourself is controlling anything that happens to you, because that's not what's going on.
I just heard you talk to the last woman about the difference of love is indecisiveness, and that is what he is for me right now.
No, no, sweetheart. I did not say, wait. You heard me wrong. I said the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference.
That's right, indifference, yes.
Okay, because indifference means you don't care either way. As soon as you can get to that place of power, then nobody, nothing can affect you.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that I'm living in a household here with somebody who's pulled away from me because of what somebody else has put on me.
Okay,
so,
sweetie. Okay, this is not somebody else's doing. And I'm sorry, I can't spend more time with you.
All right,
thank
you.
It's not somebody else's doing. All right, my friend. I don't believe in curses, you guys. I don't believe in that. I believe that we have the power to be anything that we want to be in this lifetime, or at least achieve the energy of that vibration coming toward us. So I don't believe in that. All right, my friend, I've got area code 313. Hello,
hi.
313.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty
Sherelle.
Good. Hi, Sherelle. What's your question?
Yes, I just sampled about me.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
How does Sam feel about me?
Sam. All right, hold on. Let me clear the cards real quick for you. All right. Sam. Let's think about Sam for a second. All right. Well, Sam is kind of into Sam right now, and it feels like Sam's not paying a lot of attention to you. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. The best way that you can deal with that is to put him on the back burner and get yourself out there to meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it's saying is that he's not giving you even a tenth of the attention that you're giving
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but we don't want people in our lives that don't seem to appreciate us. So what I'd like you to do is take a step back and go, nope, I think I'll throw that one back. So this is a catch and release program here, my friend. You caught him, had him for a little while, throw that one back.
Right.
Okay, my friend, I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Well, I'm feeling like I have a person that will be coming into my life shortly. I've been having dreams.
Oh, my.
Am I on track?
If you're having a dream about a particular person that you already know, then you're not on track.
All right. I know.
But I want to tell you, your cards are coming up really weird. When someone asks me a question and they ask kind of a yes or no question and all the cards come up reversed, usually my answer to that question is no. However, the cards that you've gotten that are coming up reversed are weird, okay? So you have a card here. I'm going to just tell you. The first card talks about you're not afraid of hard work, but I want to give you the counsel that the relationship that's supposed to be coming to you is not supposed to be hard work, all right?
Right.
The next card is talking about in past relationships, you've been the one that sort of been mentally beat up, all right?
Yes.
Well, that card's reversed, which means that it's supposed to be in the past, so you're not supposed to draw in the same kind of relationship. Then the next card talks about incredible unfairness in past relationships, where it feels like where you have put in 100% and they've put in 3.
Yes.
Okay. Then the next card, so I'm just telling you what the cards are saying. Then the next card is saying, finding your spotlight attracts you the right man. So That's the bright spot in what I'm seeing in your cards. It literally talks about you finding something to shine at, something that you you feel so gloriously confident about that you find a spotlight in a way because of it. And it's saying that you attract a man through that activity. So it's something you do that puts you in the spotlight. So what immediately comes to mind would be you learning how to speak publicly, like going signing up with Toastmasters, for example, where you actually learn how to be in front of a group of people and not be too nervous about it. Okay? And that you would be more likely to draw to yourself someone that's a professional and that you're doing it just for fun. You're doing it because you've always wanted to tackle this particular skill.
Okay.
All right. But what it's saying is that, yeah, there's somebody coming into your life, but one of the things that I'd like you to sort out is the fact that the past relationships you've had have been all about you being the person that does most of the giving and not getting a lot back. And that's what needs to be resolved.
Yes. I've been working on that.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
See you later. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. I'm at the end of my program. I'll be back live tomorrow, and I look forward to talking with you then.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461, or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.